Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
We've got a nice little podcast for you today. Some great information on today's show that's going to make your day-to-day a lot easier. Thank you so much for downloading us again. My name is Jared Davis. Okay, let's get right into it. If you are a current Walmart supplier, or maybe you're about to ink a deal with Walmart, you may be coming into the big Made in the USA open call coming up in a few weeks. You already know about Retail Link. Retail Link is the Walmart system that you're currently or you're eventually going to be in every day. So here's the thing. Retail Link is so massive that, I mean, you know how it is. You get into a routine of just kind of going in, you know, following your steps, getting the job done that you have to do. You may be missing out on a lot of applications and shortcuts and tools that can not only save you a lot of time in Retail Link, but can make your analyzing and your forecasting a whole lot more effective. As a matter of fact, just to kind of give you a small taste of some of Retail Link's features that you may not be familiar with, check out our podcast description this week. We've got a link out there to a free one-pager for you. It's the top eight Retail Link fun features. Again, just kind of a small sample of some of the surprises that are in Retail Link that you can learn in one of 8th and Walton's Retail Link classes. Speaking of Retail Link classes, I'm very excited about our special guest today. Ms. Tammy Johnson is a Retail Link expert here at 8th and Walton. She teaches the classes, she supports suppliers each week, and if you've ever logged on to 8thandwalton.com and a little chat box pops up, it's usually Tammy chatting with you about your Retail Link questions on the other side. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to spend some time with Tammy coming up after the break. We're going to ask her about some of the various classes here at 8th and Walton, and we're going to find out about some of the other surprises in Retail Link you can use to make your job a lot easier. Please stick around. Ms. Tammy Johnson's coming up next. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
We are back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call, and as I said before the break, joining me now in the studio is Ms. Tammy Johnson. Tammy, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I am excited to learn about Retail Link, and I know a lot of our suppliers and would-be suppliers are also very interested. First of all, for those new or non-Walmart suppliers, what is Retail Link?
So Retail Link is an application that Walmart has shared with the suppliers, gives them the ability to run their sales report and do some data analysis and know how their business is doing within Walmart.
So why do you think it is so essential that a supplier or a company that's about to partner with Walmart, that they really understand Retail Link and they have to start learning and using the system?
Well, the first thing that they're going to do in Retail Link is their vendor agreement. So they've got to set their vendor agreement up, but it's imperative to know how to utilize Retail Link and run the queries. There's a lot of different applications within Retail Link besides the report query. And so it's really important to understand Retail Link and what it can do for you and how you can utilize it to better your business with Walmart.
So here at 8th and Walton, you and your team, I know you teach classes in beginning and intermediate and advanced Retail Link. In a nutshell, for someone looking at these classes, what's the real difference in the three?
So in beginning Retail Link, we teach them about Retail Link and what the application is, some of the different applications within Retail Link, as well as some documentation. And then we teach them some basic queries, like a basic sales query and a store detail query and a couple of things like that. Then when you get into intermediate, we show them a couple of shortcuts on building a query and to create some groups that will help them get through their query building process faster. And then we go into some more detailed Retail Link reports. And then in the advanced, we have some templates that we share with them, how to do their forecast of sales analysis, check their top line sales items, and things like that.
Now, one great feature that we offer to suppliers here at 8th & Walton is our chat. So when you log on to 8thandwalton.com, you can chat directly with Tammy or one of the other Retail Link experts. So Tammy, what are some of the most common questions that you and your team get from suppliers on the chat that are about Retail Link?
The most common one we get is, my Retail Link access has expired. I need to reset my password. And the only thing that we can tell them is we don't have access to do that because we are not Walmart. And then we direct them to the Retail Link help desk. And then some of the other ones are maybe about some of the training classes, like what kind of classes do I need? This is what I'm looking for. And so we can better direct them on the classes that they need to take.
So we have suppliers and Retail Link analysts that have been using Retail Link for years, but they still sign up to take a couple of classes with 8th & Walton. Why would you recommend that a seasoned supplier join us for one of our Retail Link classes?
So some of them that have been using Retail Link for a long time might be getting a new role in Walmart, and they haven't utilized this portion of Retail Link before, so they want to learn that piece of it. Some of them have even taken the classes, even though they've got experience, because they want to make sure that they're not missing something. And that's the biggest thing that I've seen when I'm teaching the class. They just want to make sure that they're not missing something, because you don't know what you don't know.
And with as many people as you've been able to help in your Retail Link class, what's one of the things that you show them in Retail Link that they never knew about that usually surprises them when they come into your class?
The biggest surprise that I've seen from most of them is when I show them Store of the Community application, because that helps them be able to determine if they've got their item in the right stores. Like if you have some ethnicity items, you want to make sure that you're in those right stores so you can do some analysis using that. So that's been a big surprise.
So if you have any questions about the classes, you can go on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. That chat box will pop right up and you can ask your question. And then check out the beginning, the intermediate, and the advanced Retail Link classes. Tammy, I appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jared.
And that's going to do it for this installment of the 8th & Walton Conference Call. We appreciate you joining us again this week. This is Jared Davis reminding you this Friday, it's food day. No salads, please. No salads.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th & Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@8thandwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th & Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademark, and brands are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th & Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.